حديث نمبر 450 وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما من رجل مسلم يموت فيقوم على جنازته 40 رجلا لا يشركون بالله شيئا إلا شفعهم الله فيه. رواه مسلم. ذا حديث نمبر 450 بيج 195 in the collection of الإمام مسلم. The hadith is authentic, reported by Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, that he said I heard the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, was the meaning is, if any Muslim dies and 40 believers or 40 men, they stand on his janazah for performing the prayer, and those people, among those people who did not associate any partner beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept their intercession. Okay? For the dead person, that they will appeal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of the judgment, and they will be witness to this man, and Allah will accept this. And as we understand, the shafa'ah and the intercession could not be done to anybody except by the permission of Allah. And the person who giving the shafa'ah and the person who receives the shafa'ah, both of them have to be eligible for this. As example, you did not make shafa'ah for a kafir. A sinner does not make a shafa'ah for somebody else. You have to be in a good degree, a good Muslim, okay, for you to be able to make shafa'ah for somebody. And number two, that Allah will permit. Number three, the person deserves this, that he is one of the people that can receive it, that he is a believer, that he's a Muslim, okay. So this also teach us that we should increase our number on the janazah prayer, okay. And the hadith make it to be what? 40. If we can have at least 40, and that we call for our janazah prayer the best among us in righteousness and good deeds, okay. And the hadith is authentic. Hadith number 451, and this hadith reported by Samura bin Jundub رضي الله تعالى عنه قال صليت وراء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على امرأة ماتت في نفاسها فقام وسطها. متفق عليه. This shows you the salah janazah will be performed on the female as well as the male, okay, that will perform the janazah prayer on our dead regardless if they are men or women. This woman, she passed away while she was giving birth, okay. And also it shows you that the standing position of the imam, the standing position, where the imam will stand, he will stand behind the janazah, and the position will be in the middle part of the body if a woman. And in another hadith, you will know where to stand if it's a man. He will stand, you understand, by the head. Okay? The hadith is in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim, rahimahumullah. Hadith number 452, page 194. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت والله لقد صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على ابن بيضاء في المسجد. Okay. That hadith reported by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, and the hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim, so the hadith is authentic. And Aisha is telling us that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made salah on the two sons of Al Bayda inside the mosque. Okay. So this doesn't negate the other hadith, but it shows you the permissibility that you can make the janazah prayer inside the mosque. Next hadith, hadith number 453, وعن عبد الرحمن ابن ابي ليلى قال كان زيد ابن ارقم يكبر على جنائزنا اربعة وانه كبر على جنازة خمسة فسألته فقال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يكبرها رواه مسلم والاربعة. This hadith is a collection of Imam Muslim and reported by Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Layla. The hadith is authentic that Zayd ibn Arqam, may Allah be pleased with him, he used to make takbir four times on the janazah prayer. And one time he made five takbirat. Okay? And I asked him, that mean Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Layla, questioned him, why he didn't make five takbira? He said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to do it. Okay? So this hadith shows us that permissibility of making more than four takbira, and in this hadith specifically came to make it what? Five takbira in the salah. Hadith number 454. وعن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه كبر على سهل ابن حنيف ستة وقال إنه بدري رواه سعيد ابن منصور وأصله في البخاري. The hadith is authentic, reported by Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, that this hadith عن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه كبر. Okay, I'm sorry, this is the Prophet, this is with mistake, that Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, he made four he prayed the janazah prayer on Sahl ibn Hunayf, and he when he made the salah he made six takbira. Okay, this is the action of this Sahabi, and he did not utter it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is authentic. And when he been questioned about it, he said that innahu badri. Okay, that means he was among the people who attended the battle of Badr, so like a virtuous, like a higher rank among the Sahaba. Okay, because he's the one, and you know that Ghazwat Badr was considered the first battle for the Muslims to get involved, and this was one of them. So like you understand, he like more blessing and more privilege to him that he made 60 takbira. Hadith number 455. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يكبر على جنائزنا أربعة ويقرأ بفاتحة الكتاب في التكبيرة الأولى. Okay, this hadith is رواه الشافعي بإسناد ضعيف, so is weak narration, we're going to leave it alone. Next hadith, which hadith number 456, reported from طلحة ابن عبد الله ابن عوف قال صليت خلف ابن عباس على جنازة فقرأ فاتحة الكتاب فقال لتعلموا أنها سنة رواه البخاري. طلحة, may Allah be pleased with him, son of Abdullah ibn Auf, he say I pray on janazah, and the imam was Abbas, was Ibn Abbas, the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he recited Fatihat al-Kitab, and he said for you to know that it is sunnah. Okay, this narration in al-Bukhari, to recite Fatihat al-Kitab in the janazah prayer. Hadith number 457. وعن عوف بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على جنازة فحفظت من دعائه اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافه واعف عنه وأكرم نزله ووسع مدخله واغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقه من الخطايا كما نقيت الثوب الابيض من الدنس، وابدله دارا خيرا من داره واهلا خيرا من اهله، وادخله الجنة وقه فتنة القبر وعذاب النار. عوف ابن مالك may Allah be pleased with him, he said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the janazah prayer and I had memorized from his supplication, that means during the salah, this dua, which Allahumma aghfir lah, O Allah forgive him, O Allah be mercy towards him, O Allah pardon him, O Allah grant him a noble provision and make his entrance, his place, okay, spacious, wash him with water and ice and snow, remove all filth, means sins, from him, the same way that somebody will wash the white soap and clean it from all dirty things. O Allah, give him a better house than his house and a better family than the family that he departs from, and O Allah, made him enter paradise and protect him from the trial of the grave and the punishment of hellfire. Okay, so from this we see the sunnah, the dua for the dead person during the salah, okay, and also that you be sincere in your prayer and be concerning about the forgiveness of Allah for him and the blessing. This hadith also is telling us about the reality of Jannah, and also is telling us about the trial of the grave and the reality of hell fire, that we're supposed to believe in them is part of al-Iman. How much? Hadith number 458, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صلى على جنازة يقول اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا، اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيي على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفاه على الإيمان، اللهم لا تحرمنا أجره ولا تفتنا بعده. حديث is authentic, reported by Abu Huraira that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to make prayer on the janaza, he used to say, this is another version, okay, there is more than one narration what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, and in this hadith he found that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam includes the living one, not only the dead person, okay. O Allah, forgive those who are alive among us and those who are dead. O Allah, forgive the one who are witness in this janazah prayer and those who are not here, they are absent. O Allah, forgive the young among us and the old among us, the male and the female, okay. O Allah, whosoever of us you give him life, keep him life with faith And whosoever that he keep him alive among us, keep him alive with Islam. Because being living without Islam, death is better. You see, this is something very important. Allahumma man ahyata minna fahya ala Islam. Not only being living and having a job, going to school and this it. No. Allahumma man ahyata minna fahya ala Islam. Oh Allah, who is the one that you extend his life among us for more time, make him alive as a Muslim. Not only alive, because it's very serious. He be alive, but you are not doing the right thing, this will be better. Right? Yeah. وَمَنْ تَوَفَّيْتَهُ مِنَّا And those that you call them death among us, that cause them to die in a state of faith. Because if you die in other state, will be something very serious. اللهم لا تحرمنا أجرا ولا تفتنا بعده. O Allah, don't withhold from us the reward of your deeds because of him. Okay? Or try us after his death. Okay? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was calling for the reward, and also that we don't go in a trial after this person. Okay? Because as we understand, this life, as long as the person still alive, he's exposed to a fitna, trial by different means and different ways, jobs, women, positions, all the things which can cause, be a cause of deviation from As-Sirat al-Mustaqim. Inshallah, we still have more ahadith, but I'm going to repeat since we have few minutes left. Maybe I will say this hadith slowly, that maybe somebody will use the tape later on to memorize it. Would be a good idea if they wrote it in phonetics here, but inshallah, for those who can read it in Arabic, they should try to learn this beautiful hadith and this beautiful dua. Allahumma ighfir lihayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم لا تحرمنا أجره ولا تفتنا بعده. The hadith is authentic and reported by Imam Muslim. One time more. Allahumma ighfir li hayyina wa mayyitana wa shahidana wa ghaibana wa saghirana wa kabirana wa dhakarina wa unthana. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم لا تحرمنا أجره ولا تفتنا بعده. لله نثبت. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. We're going to have part 2 concerning this subject, okay, which inshallah we finish it this Tuesday coming. Still have more ahadith concerning the janazah, and there is possibility that may add other information from other book. So when we start the new class, we start it in Bab al-Zakah. The last thing that I would like to question you concerning the time for class, and especially for the brothers who come from Augusta, if they're planning to continue the class, if it's 7:45 will be reasonable to you or will be too late for you. That means we'll be finishing the class like 9:15, 9:30 the maximum.